Everyone experiences negative thoughts. Moments when, you know, we're feeling overwhelmed and we don't know how we're going to get through the day. Perhaps we didn't sleep well the night before. We haven't even gotten out of bed and the negativity has already kicked in. You know what I'm talking about, right? Today's show actually is inspired by a recent event that happened to me. I woke up around 3 a.m. last night, unable to fall asleep. Do you know what that feels like? I think you may. That was so frustrating. And the negative thoughts, they were just kicking in. Like, oh my gosh, what I could have done, what I should do. I mean, everything. Sigh. In today's show, I'm reviewing self-esteem and how negative thoughts contributes to us having low self-esteem. I'll also touch on self-confidence. And I'll leave you with a hack you can put into action today for rewriting negative thoughts that may be contributing to your low self-esteem. Come on in. It's time to choose happy. Are you ready to stop the negative thoughts and live your life free of the limiting stories and fear that stands in your way of living a happy life? Hey, girlfriend. Welcome to the Choose Happy with Marie show. I am so happy you're here. My name is Marie, and for the majority of my life, I lived with negative thoughts that was often labeled as depression. My breakthrough happened when I broke free from the negative thoughts, and I learned the power of choosing happy. In this podcast, you will learn positive self-talk using affirmations aligned with healthy habits, tangible ideas to connect with yourself, to finally figure out what makes you really happy, and everyday living solutions that can help guide you in living a happy life. It's time to get off the hamster wheel of everyday living and intentionally living our life, one choose happy choice at a time. Come on in, we are choosing happy. Hello, how are you? I hope you're doing well. I had a rough night last night, as I mentioned earlier at the start of the show. There's nothing wrong, I wasn't worried about anything specifically. I just couldn't sleep. I ended up being awake for about an hour and a half, and then I just got up. And, you know that feeling that you just can't go back to sleep? I was feeling so frustrated. And the negative thoughts, they just started and they kicked in. And I had an important meeting the next day that I was leading and facilitating for my day job. And I was just asking myself, like, how was I going to be able to function on such little sleep? Well, questions like that, like what I was asking myself, that actually can lower our self-esteem. It's an opinion that I'm creating in my mind. I'm saying to myself, I haven't had enough sleep. I'm not going to do a good job, that I won't function. It's a story I'm telling myself. I am questioning my ability to be able to lead that meeting despite less hours of sleep. Do I have any proof that I won't do a good job because I didn't sleep very much? Not really, but I've created that opinion in my head. So that's what today's show is all about. That's how I got inspired to do today's show. But before we dive into the whole subject of self-esteem, I just want to take a minute to thank you so much for the emails that you send to me. I read each and every one of them. I am so grateful. I am grateful for your support as I pivoted the show to a bi-weekly show. That second week, I miss you. I miss seeing an episode running. And so, you know, I am thinking of you on that week that a new show is not launching, I should say. But I hope, you know, there's lots of episodes. There's like 60 some episodes now. So if you're missing it as well, just take a listen to one of the previous shows and then I'll be back for the next one. And I always try to give you related episodes so that you can take that week and listen to something if you choose to do that. It is helping me to have a bi-weekly show. I do not feel so overwhelmed and so tired as I was feeling. Because remember, I also have a full-time corporate day job. So I do this in the evenings and weekends. And so it was getting to be too much, but now it's getting to be a little bit more manageable. So thank you so much for your support. I'd love reading your emails. Send me an email whenever you want. I'd love to learn a little bit more about you. So also, before we get into the show, I also want to thank you for leaving reviews for the show. I really appreciate the kind words that you are saying in the reviews, and it helps the show be found in the search bar. Perhaps some of you found the show through the search bar mechanism. So I want to thank you so much for leaving a review. It doesn't take too long. It's like a minute or two, and it really makes a difference. So for today, I want to share with you, I want to share with you a review from one great lady. I just love her name. And it goes like this. I absolutely love listening to Choose Happy podcasts. All women, young and young at heart, and regardless of life experience, should have a listen. Marie's narration is friendly. Her voice is beautifully heartwarming, and she sounds incredibly sincere. She speaks to you as that close girlfriend you can trust to help you get through life's bumpy roads. I'm looking forward to hearing more from her. Thank you, Marie. Well, thank you, one great lady. I love your name and I love your review. Thank you so much. If you haven't already done so, please do leave a review. I really appreciate it. It's how I hear from you. Unless you send me an email, I hear from you with the reviews that you leave for the show. So thank you so much. Now, let's get into self-esteem. Okay, saying that those words, because it's two words hyphenated. How does that make you feel? What if we looked at the word of self-esteem actually as something positive? And that's the angle I'm taking for today's show. So what is self-esteem? Well, self-esteem is our opinions and beliefs about ourselves. It's how we perceive ourselves, and it guides our feelings and our thoughts and our behaviors as we interact with others. Self-esteem is internal facing versus self-confidence that is outward facing. It refers to confidence that we have trusting our abilities in living our life. It's the actions we take out there in the world. We have self-confidence to lead the meeting, i.e. the thing that I was worried about that I wouldn't be able to do because of lack of sleep. It actually is possible to be a confident person in our abilities and have low self-esteem. Perhaps that is you as well. For example, a professional athlete who is really good at what he or she is doing may have the confidence to do what is needed. They have the skills and the abilities to be really good according to the outside world that is judging him or her. But internally, they may doubt themselves and their worth and thus experience low self-esteem. In my case, I know I have the skill set to lead and facilitate the meeting. So why am I questioning myself? Why am I bringing in negative thoughts, negative beliefs that I'm not going to do a good job just because I didn't get enough sleep? Although it is true, we do need our sleep to function properly. Low self-esteem often begins in our childhood. The people we were surrounded by, our parents, our teachers, friends, our family members. Social media can also trigger us to have negative feelings about ourselves. Also, life events, especially negative ones, serious illness, the passing of a loved one, a breakup, it can also affect our self-esteem. Our personality can also affect our self-esteem. Some people are prone to negative thinking more than others. Low self-esteem matters because with low self-esteem, you may find yourself avoiding social situations. You may stop trying new things and avoid anything that is challenging at first. You may think you're protecting yourself, but what it's really doing is reinforcing your underlying fears and doubts. You start avoiding things. Low self-esteem can harm our mental health and lead to anxiety and depression. As many of you already know, constant negative thoughts can be so ingrained that we don't even notice we're doing it. Just think of your day today. Have you had any negative thoughts so far? Being mindful can help us become aware of when we are having negative thoughts. See episode number 68, How to Add Positive Affirmations to Your Mindfulness Practice. And I gave a bonus guided affirmation to set your intentions for 2024 in that episode. And you can learn a little bit more about that. Our negative thoughts may have become so automatic that we may not feel we can have any influence in changing them. But we do, and we need to influence them. Negative thinking can lead to negative choices in life. It can look like hopeless thinking, thinking that you don't have any power over yourself and your life. And so you don't take action to make your life better. Results can also include being in low moods and can result in depression. As I mentioned earlier, self-esteem is about our opinion of ourselves. And if we're having negative thoughts, it's likely that we're not going to have positive thoughts about ourselves. Negative thinking can damage our self-esteem. Examples of how we could do this is, you could say to yourself, for example, I'm always late. I can't do this. Nobody wants to hang out with me. You're putting yourself down with negative beliefs. You've created that belief. Another example is blaming yourself when something that wasn't your fault happened. That's a classic. And I can relate to this a little too much. How about you? So what can we do to stop the negative thoughts and build up our self-esteem? Well, I'm going to give you a hack for identifying negative beliefs that you are saying about yourself, and I want you to challenge them. Okay, let's do this. A little exercise together. Take an example that you may be struggling with, something recent. For example, let's say you're applying for a job, but you don't feel that, you know, you're qualified enough for it. Let's say you're saying to yourself, I'm not smart enough to apply for this job. It's an opinion you are making. It's a thought you're having. I invite you to write down evidence, fact-based, that you can be smart enough to apply for this job. For example, list out the experience you have, every example of work you've done in your current or previous job. Build up the evidence as if you were a lawyer. Other ways that you can build up your self-esteem is recognize what you're good at. We are all good at something. And find opportunities to do more of it. That will help build up your self-confidence and your self-esteem. You can also hang out with people who are positive and appreciate you and the contribution that you bring to the friendship. Another way you can be kind to yourself. Can we please just stop being self-critical of ourselves? How about if we give ourselves the kindness that we would give to our best friend? What would that look like? Another way is, well, let's learn to be assertive and start saying no. Did you know that no is actually a full sentence? I'm coming to learn that. No is a full sentence. You don't always have to give an explanation as to why you can't do something. Those of us with low self-esteem, we often feel the need to say yes to other people. You know what I'm talking about, right? Even when we don't really want to say yes. And then what ends up happening? Well, we become angry, and that yet again, we said yes, and maybe we become resentful because we're overburdened. Why could we just not say no? And one more thing, it's normal to feel uncomfortable doing new things. When we say yes to trying something new, we are building up our self-esteem. And when we put in place achievable goals, that can help increase our self-esteem too. Just a reminder, we are not our negative thoughts. I may have to say that again. We are not our negative thoughts. Believe you can, and you're halfway there. By Theodore Roosevelt. I'll repeat it. Believe you can, and you're halfway there. I hope today's show is helpful to you in learning a little bit more about what is self-esteem and give you a tangible way that you can start challenging those negative thoughts the next time you get them that may be lowering your self-esteem. You are a beautiful, capable person, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. If you're looking for an online community that only sees positivity and nourishing posts, there's like no negativity there, I invite you to join us in the Choose Happy Facebook community. There is no negativity there. So if you want to hang out, come hang out with us. Only posts that will encourage and guide us in making different choices in our everyday life. Those are the only posts you are going to see there. And the link is in the show notes. Just click on it and it will take you over to the Facebook page. And there's a few questions that I ask upon entering. I just want to make sure that you are a legit person and that you are planning to bring positivity to the community, because that's really important, right? We want to create a safe place for everyone. You can also see the link to it on my website, which is choosehappywithmarie.com. And again, that link is in the show notes as well. And remember, if you're looking to improve your everyday routine, check out my go-to morning routine rituals checklist that is available as an instant download on the website. It is the checklist that I use every morning to help me choose happy, to help me begin my day with a choose happy mindset. And it really does help. Link will be in the show notes as well. And the way we start our day influences how we show up to live the rest of our day, which is our life. Make yours a good one. Get ideas from the checklist to add to your daily morning routine. Wishing you a wonderful week, choosing happy. Cheers. I hope today's episode empowered you to choose happy as you live your upcoming week. If so, please take a minute and share this episode with a family or friend who could benefit from it. I'd also love it if you could take 30 seconds and leave a review on your podcast app. Just scroll down and you'll see the space to leave a review. Doing this helps the show be found by others who are also looking to break free from negative thoughts and live a happy life. Remember to sign up to become a Choose Happy member to receive free resources as they become available. Link is in the show notes. Thank you for listening. Take good care and see you next week.